off of Live at Birdland, and it's called Vilja. Enjoy.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Report from Kabul speech by Zahair Wahab on Wednesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at the Multnomah Friends Meeting House in Portland. Zahair Wahab, a native of Afghanistan and director of graduate studies at the American University of Afghanistan, will present a critical analysis of the Afghani political, military, economic, and cultural situation. Again, that's Report from Kabul by Zahair Wahab on Wednesday, July 26th at 7 p.m. at the Multnomah Friends Meeting House, 4312 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, July 24th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, the fake news radio at 90.7 FM. On the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. Today's theme is how to get ahead in business without really trying. That's actually the name of an old theater piece, a musical, I believe. Trump personifies that. If you're close enough to Trump as well, one might bear in mind that you can get away with lying to anyone. As Trump's immediate family, one by one, decide and are, of course, offered this, handed it to them on a silver plate, as has everything else in life, that they can lie to anyone, to the Congress, to the Senate, even perhaps to the Supreme Court when some of this stuff gets that far. But lying is not a problem. And anyone, if you're close enough to Trump and loyal enough to Trump, then lying is not only permitted, but it's expected. That's it. That's the theme. He was even in this. Trump blasted the Boy Scouts of America Jamboree attendees with the foul air of his egotism and deranged recall of the election. Trump is really utterly beyond the pale. He's even gone so far as to offend the Boy Scouts. But then being the fake news, and the fake news being what it is, leading off with Trump has become the lie of the land, and I mean it, the lie of the land in any and every sense that you are welcome to interpret that. So that said, let's get away from Trump. There's things that are a lot more important, and they're right here in Cascadia. We're going to be speaking today with Rio Davidson and with Maria, and I have to get their last name from Maria, and Maria Sauce, I believe, and then we're good to go. Maria Sauce and Rio Davidson are down in the southern climes of Oregon, and they've been working really on behalf of all of us. It's important to stress that when we have these stories and people on who are activists in far-flung parts of the state of Oregon and all around Cascadia, that they are working on behalf of us all. There is a lot to be done. And under this new administration, every part of the environment is under attack, and that means our air and water and soil, all of it. It's all in serious jeopardy right now. Maria is on the line with us right now, however, and we want to welcome you to you and Rio to the KBOO airwaves. We're so glad to have you with us. They represent both Maria and Rio. The Lincoln County Community Rights, it's a public benefit organization that seeks to educate and empower people to exercise their right of local community self-government in matters that pertain to their fundamental rights, the natural environment. And that is, of course, the quality of life in all its bounty, its health, safety, everything. So we are very happy to welcome them to the KBOO airwaves. Sometimes we have an image which may not be too far from the accuracy that downstate, there are people who have moved to a beautiful part of the world and yet feel that it's okay to despoil that beauty simply by moving there, actually. It's a strange paradox. And in any case, we have Maria here to talk about what the organization is doing on behalf of all of us. And I dare say it's on behalf of the whole planet, because we are rapidly, rapidly losing all of everything that is part of our life support systems on planet Earth. Good morning, Maria. Thanks for coming. Thanks
Good
for joining
morning.
Us.
Thank you for having us in your program.
Well, talk a little bit about this organization, Lincoln County Community Rights, and what there's some issues that you have been fighting for. There's some environmental justice issues that are important for us here, for all of us to be aware of.
Well, we drafted an ordinance that would prohibit aerial pesticide spraying in Lincoln County, and because it's a terrible harm and danger to the people, to the environment, to all living creatures. We are a very forest-covered community, and it's private and state-owned forest that where clear cuts are going on massively, and aerial spraying after that. And that contaminates our air, our water, our whole environment, and is very harmful to all of us. So we decided to write this ordinance, and we drafted it and collected signatures and campaigned for it, and had a very, very, very well-funded opposition. However, with the little money that we had, we won by a very narrow margin of 61 votes.
So you've gone up against the really big logging. You've gone up against seriously huge corporations who are well armed to the teeth with lawyers, not to mention pesticides themselves. But this is what kind of environment is it like down there? What kind of support have you had, or what kind of opposition have you had?
We had a very, as I said, a very, very well-funded opposition consisting of the big timber corporations and small forest owners, too, that would like to continue with aerial spraying.
And so the justification oftentimes for logging in remote parts of the state is that they're doing it because they're managing the forest, or there's some
that's what they call managing, yeah. And how that's how they deceive the public, right?
Right.
This is not managing a forest. For one thing, what they're doing is they don't have real forests. They have industrial tree farms.
Yeah, it's a tree farm.
Which are all one kind of tree.
Yeah, they're all monocultures, and a monoculture is a deadly force that is gradually taking over in many parts of the world,
right.
All arable land, and whenever any attempt of a forest makes an attempt to restore itself, which is what forests do, then the monoculture, the armies of the night come in and disrupt that process by, for example, here, pesticide spraying. How does pesticide... Amazing. So they, after logging it all off, then they come in and they spray. What have they been spraying, and what have its effects been that you know of?
The three most common... There are many others, but the names are just very complicated to remember. But the three most massively and most commonly sprayed pesticides are glyphosate, which is the main ingredient in Roundup, 2,4-D, and atrazine.
I thought 2,4-D, haven't some of these been banned?
No, 2,4-D is one of the main ingredients in Agent Orange.
Yeah,
and the other ingredient, which is 2,4-5-T, has been banned, but not 2,4-D.
And why is that? There, at one point, I believe it was, I find it's extraordinary how corporations often supersede actual laws, state law. Whenever a corporation wants to do something, it's illegal. They just change the law. We see it time and again. And
well, this is because corporations have attained personhood, and actually the state writes its laws to suit the pursuits of the corporations and not to protect the safety of humans and all other forms of life that live here.
So
we have state preemption laws that protect the corporations and not the people.
We've seen this. This has become the privatization of America. Pretty much run its course, and this is where it's led us. I don't think people realize the extraordinary trouble that they are in.
This is the way in which the state is not protecting the environment, but protecting simply regulating the amount of harm that is done to our environment and to the people and to all forms of life. And that is very important. We are being sued now by forest-owning parties who challenge the legality of our ordinance because of preemption laws, basically. So this lawsuit, we see it as a very good opportunity to further educate the public about how our legal system works in that respect and how it needs to be discussed and changed, and people need to be aware of the contradictions in this legal system so that they make informed decisions when they vote.
Well, it seems that what the corporate interests want here is to legalize poisoning, because the citizens in this part of the state are few and far between, not particularly interested in the business of politics, so they're prime targets. From the corporate corner office point of view, they could be swept aside. They're not even really human. They're just kind of in the way of doing business, much the same way as we see the lines, the parallel lines all over the world are staring us right in the face. Look at the situation in the Middle East, where the Palestinian civilization was not considered human, so they were swept aside to make way for this so-called state of Israel. They were just dust or a few flies and bits of dirt on the tablecloth for the corporate picnic. And in the same way here, people are dusted aside. Laws that were created to protect people, those are dusted aside to make way for corporate interests. Yes, because the people that are making the money off of this stuff, they don't live there, do they? Do you know
exactly? The big corporations, I mean, the small timberland holders, they live here, but the big corporations are all based far away from here, and the timberland holders, who are the ones, they're probably, you know, just a face for the big corporations, but they simply take the position of denying that harms happen, and they say that they're very, very well regulated by the state and very well monitored by the state, and so that this harm that we're talking about does not really happen.
We are about to be cut off. So just one final word. How can people up here who are listening to this and are taking interest, how can they get in touch with you to support you?
They can get in touch with us through the same, you know, the contact information that we gave you in mm-hmm. our press release that has our email addresses and phone numbers.
And listeners, do take note. This affects all of us because that's what the people down there thought, that really it didn't matter that much. And then they found that their water was poisoned and no longer potable. It does affect all of us sooner or later. That's the key. Sooner or later, it will touch every one of us here today. This has been at Cascadia for Tuesday, July 24th, 2017. Tave Vashidrake engineered the show today. Derek Crooks is the AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights.